Restoring My Soul, Friday the 21st of August, the Ministry of the Apostle Paul. In relation to planting and growing lampstand churches among the Gentiles, Jesus Christ first reached out his hand to lay hold of the Apostle Paul. After the Lord met Paul on the road to Damascus, the Lord sent Ananias to lay hands on Paul so that he would regain his sight. The Lord said to Ananias concerning Paul, "Go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel, for I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake." God had sanctified Paul from his mother's womb to be a servant in whom Christ would be glorified. The Lord declared through the prophet Isaiah, "Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles." Of course, this prophetic statement applied first to Jesus Christ. However, it applied also to the ministry of the Apostle Paul. Furthermore, it applies to the ministry of lampstand churches during the church age, and it will apply to the ministry of the 144,000 in the time of the end. Likewise, the Lord declared, "It is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will give you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth." We know that this prophecy was applicable to the Apostle Paul because on his first missionary journey to the region of Galatia, he quoted this passage and applied it directly to his own ministry. The references used in today's devotions are Acts chapter 9 verses 15 and 16, Galatians chapter 1 verses 15 and 16, Isaiah chapter 42 verse 1, Isaiah chapter 42 verse 6, Isaiah chapter 49 verses 5 and 6, and Acts chapter 13 verse 47. For further study, Acts chapter 13.